game against Buffalo is in the Bay Area, not in upstate New York, weather-wise in December.
No doubt, man. No doubt, man. Ain't nothing like this California weather. No doubt.
What's it like? Did you watch a lot of the Bills when you were there?
I caught two games. One against when they were playing against Baltimore, and one when they were playing against one of my other teammates for the Panthers, Josh Thomas. So he plays for the Jets now. Mm-hmm. So I believe he was there recently too. Yeah.
What do you miss most about Buffalo?
The wings, man. No, man, you miss. You know what I mean? I got a lot of friends out there now, and a lot of good friends. And you know what I mean? You miss them too, but yeah, you miss all of that. You miss the food, the people. That's pretty much it. Yeah.
The weather.
Oh, the weather outside is. No, man, I don't miss that. I don't miss the snow, bro. I don't miss it. No.
Do you still feel like a rookie out there, or do you now you're 14 games in? You feel?
I mean, I'm trying to go out and get better every week, man. And I know I'm playing against the best in the world. Whenever I'm out there on the field, and so I want to play at my best. And I can't really look at it as being a rookie.
Do you look at their? Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
Do you look at their front and kind of some of their front base and say that's kind of what I want to become, or get to that level, or get to that point statistically?
Oh, no doubt, man. They're playing lights out, especially you talking about their defensive line, right? Yeah, oh, yeah. They're playing lights out, man. They're playing as great as a group, you know. I believe it's more than three of them that have 9-plus sacks. So, yeah, they're playing very well, man. And they're playing well up front, and their corners in the secondary are playing well as well. So, yeah, I mean, you want to build that and be first in the league in sacks as a group. You know what I mean? That's a great accomplishment. But we're still aspiring to do that. Yeah.
Coach Brown said your last four plays last week were just as good, you know, starting the game. How have you been able to keep that motor throughout the season?
It's a grind, man. It's a grind. It's a lot of hard work. Mentally, you gotta be ready, and you gotta be focused. And it's a daunting task, but it's one that I'm willing to take.
Yeah. You listen to any of the defensive rookie of the year talk and the hype about you so far?
No, man, I can't listen to it. I listen to it at the end of the year, but no. The grind is all I'm focusing on, man, and going out and getting better every week.
Clearly, that's kind of been your mantra every time we've talked to you is, look, I'm just trying to get better every week.
Yeah.
Where do you think right now that you need to get better at? Where's the one? Is there one area where you
can? It's a lot of things, man. It's too many things. It's a lot of things I need to work at, man. I need to work on my vision, looking in the plays, playing with my hands better, especially pass rushing. Yeah, it's just a whole lot of things that I want to work on.
Where's the one thing that you've excelled at that you said? I know you keep trying to get better. So is there one thing you say, look, I'm...
It's always something to get better at, man. Whether I'm excelling in it or not, I can tell you that, you know what I mean, I can get off of a run block, or I'm good at shedding. But I can always get better at it.
How much are you in tux here?
How much am I in tux here?
Or is he more?
No, I like talking. I like talking to Tuck and messing with him, man. I talk to him and mess with him all the time. You can see me out on the field. I'm always bugging him about something. And so, but he's always teaching me lessons, man. And he's in my ear as well. And so it's always great to have that type of guy in the locker room. He's a stand-up guy. And we like to mess with him. I like to mess with him. But, yeah, he's like a big brother now.
What's the main thing that he repeats to you, you know, throughout the season?
The main thing he repeats to me, he reminds me whenever we arguing that I'm not going to win. So he's like, you know you're not going to win. So I'm like, yeah, okay, cool. I know.
How does Khalil Mack today compare to the guy who started the season? How much different?
Oh, man. I've grown a lot.
Opening day.
It was nerve-wracking. That's calmed down a lot. Knowing the fans that we have here and knowing how they support us and all those different things, you want to go out and do your best. And that has changed from me being nervous to me going out and trying to do everything I can to make them happy and put a smile on my face at the end of the game and with a win.
Thank you. You talk about the game slowing down.
Yeah,
you
all of that.
Yeah. That and how has that been like?
It's been pretty cool to see like the transition from the game moving faster to it starting to slow down, and I'm starting to key a lot of different things and read a lot of different things and see how people are scheming. And knowing how the game works at this level now. So,
can you give any examples, specific examples of how the game slows down for you?
Specifically, the game slows down when you have different things that you read throughout the week, preparing for a different team, and knowing the way they set up, and knowing the way that they run block versus the way that they class block, and just putting all of those things together, and knowing how teams want to scheme you just because of what type of defense you are. And, yeah, just working on those things.
What's it feel like to be so young in the league? I know you've had this in the MAC.
No.
But to know that there are teams out there that have the game plan against you, or you know that they're doing things specifically to remove you from the equation.
It's a little frustrating because you want to get in there and let people know you actually in the game. And so, but at the same time, it's a testament to hard work and preparation, and knowing that if they were to come where I was, I'll be on the tackle or trying to make a play. Yeah.
It's better for the fans to know that you're how dangerous you are than just the other team to know.
If they know, then
fans might don't get a chance to
see it. Yeah, exactly. So it works hand in hand, but even then, it's a team game, man. And so I'm just working on being the best team that I could be.
How do you think, would anybody back in Buffalo be surprised at how much you've changed in the last year since you've been away?
Man, I don't think nobody will think I've changed. If anything, I'm the same. You know what I mean? I'm the same Khalil Mack. You know what I mean? Nothing other than me being here in Oakland now. And, you know what I mean? Yeah.
You know what the butterfly effect is?
What's that?
You know, a butterfly flaps its wings on some other side of the planet, and then maybe a little bit of pollen doesn't fall in the right spot, and then it turns into things and changes the course of everything that's going on around it eventually.
Yeah.
Domino effect. What would you think without Buffalo?
Mm-hmm.
Going to UB, that one break that you got from that coach leaving Liberty. Do you ever stop and think what the effect would have been?
That's pretty wild, man, that you bring that up. I think about that sometimes. It would have been different. But at the same time, knowing how hard I work, but knowing the mentality that I have, probably would have been somewhere close. To Oak Town.